Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
What's up, Red?
What's up, Brother B? What's good?
Not much. What's going on, everybody? Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Hope all is well with everyone. It is on and popping tonight. A little something. I might be in rare form. I got some things to get off my chest. But first of all, you know, so if you're in your feelings, you might want to just not listen now because, might be a little potty mouth situation, but just a little bit. giving warnings because you know this show is rated R, so you know. Certain things are said, you know, and shit happens. But anyway, yeah. What's good, Red? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm chilling.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Glad you're good. And, you know, everybody is kind of a little up in arms about this snowstorm that's supposed to be coming. One minute is this many inches, next minute is like 12 to 18 inches. I'm like, shit, like we just went from, wasn't it like 60 degrees the other day?
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, yeah, we're about to get slapped with a snowstorm? I'm like, wow.
Well, like, that's
kind of crazy.
That's been happening, you know, that's been happening for the last couple of years. Like one minute, you know, like, you know, the weather goes up and down. It's like, what happened to winter, spring, fall, winter, spring. Yeah. I deleted summer because you. If nobody don't know, Big Red hates summer. That is one of my most hated.
You just hate what? Because you is the hot weather. I don't. I'm not big on hot weather either. But you can have a nice summer. It can be a cool.
No. Ain't no summer I ever been living in, and it was ever nice. Even when I was a teenager, maybe I, you know, when I was younger, I, you know, maybe enjoyed it, but as I became older and especially teenager, and summer is just not my thing. But I'm just saying, I remember winters, like I remember New Year's Eve, and it would be like 20 and with a wind chill factor like zero. It's like, what happened to that now? New Year's Eve, oh, 60 degrees. Man, nobody want to be out in that type of weather. It's supposed to be freezing. Like, what happened to those winters?
Okay,
need
well,
to bring
listen, Lady Frost, I'm sorry. You know, things are just not, you know, going your way, you know, weather-wise. But,
right.
You know, nowadays, I like the cold, but I can't deal with too much. Like, I'm starting to, you know, I'm starting to switch sides a little bit. Like, when it be too cold outside, I'm just like, nah, the hell with this. I'm staying inside. Because I don't like running up. I don't want to throw on, you know, too many layers, but. You know, I hope it's not as bad, you know, as what they say, you know, it's going to be, but, you know, I guess maybe.
Well, that's the only thing I don't like. The snow, I don't really like, you know, a little dust
and
it's cold, yeah, but all that ice and stuff hitting you in the face and snowballs and frosty walking down the street, nah, I ain't got time for that.
Nah, I got to. I'm, you know, I just don't like having to drive in it because, you know,
right? Yeah, I get that.
All the assholes. I mean, it seemed like the assholes out anyway, but it seemed like all the asshole drivers seem to show themselves even more in inclement weather. So it's like, you know,
right.
It's raining outside, but they're doing like 70, 80 miles an hour, like the commercials. But, you know, don't they ever, I mean, I guess they have poor reading skills. It does say on the bottom of those car commercials, you know, closed track, professional driver, do not attempt. But they still, you know, they're doing shit anyway. So, yeah,
they don't care nothing about that.
Yeah, I know. You know, until either they cause an accident for someone else, or they get into an accident, and then, you know,
yeah.
Next thing you know, it's like, oh, you know, that's not cool. But, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. But once again, what up, y'all? What up? Hope all is well. It is Big Red and Brother B, the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. I want to give a shout out to our family podcast, The Absolute Truth, Sean Black, the infamous Hot Rod, K-Dog, and Lady T. And we want to send some well wishes to Lady T because she's not feeling well. She's under the weather,
yeah. You
know.
Yeah,
and I think I know why, because she made that jerk salmon and she didn't share it. So this is probably like the universe coming back. You know, universe coming back at her for not sharing that jerk salmon. Hey, Lady T, how you doing? What's up? You know what I'm saying? It's all good. But, yeah, man. What's up, Brother Ron? Good. So, let's get into tonight's topic. The truth versus the ego. Now,
right.
I'm sure some people are probably wondering where, you know, this topic come from and what it's all about. Because, man, you know, everybody has their own truth. And then there's the actual truth. And then there's the issue of, you know, that ego. Especially the ego that goes along with your own truth. Because you refuse to believe anything outside of your truth. You don't want to take into any logical account of certain facts or certain situations, because your truth is supposed to be the most important. Your truth is the actual fact, and that's just that.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I was kind of watching a couple of things. And see, with this topic, we can just jump on, you know, certain things with people and their, you know, their ego. And, you know,
right.
What really is the truth. So
right.
You had sent me something about this guy who was he claims to be wealthy. And he was telling this woman how she's average. He was actually, this is a black man, talk to a black woman, tell her, you're average. And, you know, you can't.
Wait,
get
don't forget
a,
to
a,
tell
a,
them. Wait, don't forget to tell them that, mind you, this is a talk show that some type of podcast, I guess, I don't know if it's like a video podcast or something, that he has people, he's like a consultant. And he has people call, well, it's mostly women that call into his show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the women call into the show for advice from him, like advice on how to get a man, because some of these women, I don't think if some of these women are maybe making six figures or they are in a certain bracket, you know, like in terms of financial and stuff like that. And it could be that too, because one young lady that he spoke to, she was saying that she made a certain amount of money and this, that, and the other. But, you know, the type of advice he was giving her, it was just, you know, just as you said, he was telling her, oh, she's average or whatever, whatever.
All right. You know, I'm not going to, of course, I'm not, you know, going to, I'm not going to speak his name. We're just going
right.
to, you know, leave it, you know, I guess kind of talk about it. Okay, well, I'll go with the name. K Kevin Samuels. Mm-hmm. And apparently, you know, he has a YouTube channel. And I've listened to a couple of episodes, you know, from the brother. And, you know, I'm not one for knocking anyone's hustle. You know, kudos to him for doing, you know, what he's doing. But once again, your ego doesn't always equal the truth. And like I said, this is not to knock anyone, you know, or, you know, what, but I don't really think women should. Listen, if you're going to take advice from someone, take advice from people that know you, okay, like personally. But when you start calling into other people that don't know you and you're getting advice, see, you're just getting something general, and you're basically getting someone who, to me, just kind of grandstanding, you know, or thinks that he or she knows everything. They think they're the end-all and be-all. I don't know what type of experience he has. I don't know if he has any degrees, but, you know, paperwork don't mean shit in the grand scheme of things, because experience is experience. Reality is reality. When I was watching some of listening to some of the stuff he was saying to the woman about how she's average and she'll never get a man like him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, because she looks average, you know, and most men are probably just, you know, want her for certain things. All right, check this out. I mean, there are some women who may find that useful.
Right.
However, I think it's very degrading to tell someone that you don't know that they're average. Because what may be average to you may not be average to someone else.
Right.
You know, they do say, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Sometimes it's not just about money. People with certain statuses, hey, sometimes they want to be with someone average. Or, you know,
right.
whatever that may be to them. I don't really believe that, you know, talking to people and asking them for advice about certain shit is like, yo, dude, you don't fucking know me. And I don't
right.
know you. For all I
right.
know, you could just be some clown in a suit, you know, with a glass of cranberry juice faking like it's wine, talking shit.
Right. Absolutely.
I really have an issue with people who want to offer, you know, advice, and it's subjective. Like, if you're gonna do advice shit, be objective, and, you know, kind of be nice about it. You can be, you know, you can be harsh when need be, but if you're trying to go for ratings and shit like that, that's not going to help the person, you know, legitimately, unless this is some bogus person that you already know that's calling in, and you just, you know, you're trying to just, you know, bait people to listen to your shit.
Right.
But
right.
like I said, it's not to knock anyone's hustle. But I wasn't too fond of the ego, and I wasn't too fond of him talking what he believed to be his truth. You know, like, you don't speak for me as a man. I don't know what type
right,
of person
absolutely.
You are, but you don't speak for me, dog. You know what I'm saying? You don't speak for cats that I know. You speak for you and how you feel. So,
right.
I mean, it is what it is. But as you was about to say, Rhett.
You're absolutely you're right. You know, I was saying I listened to him, and he has other videos that I've seen of him. You know, and he's like I said, he says, you know, he's very just like you said, you're very harsh. And once again, like you said. Why, I don't, and now you say him, but I look at some of these women or the women that are calling. Well, just like you said, why would you call in to someone that you don't know, and then he's speaking to you in that type of way, And then it's like you have to go back and forth with this person. And, you know, one of the another video that I seen, he was saying that, oh, he was telling the lady, I don't know what she must have told him all the business and everything else. But then he's like, oh, well, you sat up there and you had you got a babies from two felons and this, that, and the other and blah, blah, blah. You couldn't find no other men in Atlanta and this, that, and the other. And, she, and you know, it's like who are you? Like, once again, who are you? But then he's telling her, oh, well, you wouldn't be able to find somebody like me and this, that. Like, you're making it about yourself. And you know what? Just like you said, this is not a – people are calling in for advice or whatever it is they're calling in. You have to learn to, just like you said, just be objective, not just sit there and just – because she's telling you this, that, and other. Now you're throwing it back in her face. And once again, she has to go by her experiences and where she lives at and what's going on with her, with, you know, at that time or her circumstances or whatever. So,
well,
you know,
yeah,
go ahead, what you saying?
Well, not. I see it like this. Whatever the case may be, whether it was legit or not, stop, you know, we have to stop being so entertaining with bullshit. Because, like I said, I don't know if it was legitimate advice that he was given. I don't know if he, you know, she was legitimate about the things that she was saying. I don't know, maybe she was looking for her 15 minutes of fame for the moment, or maybe that's what he's looking for too. I don't know. But people out here are very impressionable, and a lot of people don't want to decipher between what is the truth and what is the ego.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They just want to go with whatever they see, you know, find some identity or something of relevance in that, and then just go with it. You know,
because
people don't want to
do the inner work. That's what it is. People don't want to do things within themselves. So I know, like, society now, everybody's seeking answers. Like, people seek answers. You know, you're trying to seek answers for certain things that are happening in your life, and we get that. But sometimes you have to look within yourself. You have to, you know, unfortunately, sometimes you got to work things out on your own. And you can't look for other people to help you with that sometimes. And especially somebody, just as you said, that don't know you.
Exactly.
Because
now,
when that person says things, it's going to get in your head. That's my thing, is when the person tells you whatever, that person that don't know you, it's going to get into your head, and then it's going to stick with you.
Exactly. And you know, what's it, how can I put it? We're Miss not feeling well right now, Lady T. Who's messaging me a couple of days?
Oh God!
Lady T hit me up, and yes, I did. I did watch, like certain parts of the show. Like, I know, because she was saying that, you know, they chopped it up to kind of show the bad points. I mean, listen, I get where he was coming from. Like, yeah, she was kind of pressing him. But in the same token, it's like, yo, man, you just got to have some type of decorum about what you do. Like I said, is it entertainment, or are you doing real advice? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, once again, I'm not knocking a brother, because I've seen, you know, other things that, you know, he's done. And, you know, he's been cool about it. I guess, you know, some people want to offer more of a real approach when it comes to things, especially when, you know, someone is kind of, you know, being a little, you know, agitating or ignorant. But like I said, all I saw, even though if I would just came on and just watched that clip and didn't see nothing else that he did, I would just think he was an a-hole.
Right.
Because how he was coming across. And I'm tired of, you know what I'm saying, us, especially as a people, projecting that type of shit. And I'm tired of us being like that entertainment. Like, we always got to be some type of reality TV or podcast show type shit, hyping everybody up on some drama. Like, forget all that, man.
Well,
like, you know what I'm saying?
That,
like,
okay, if she said that he was it like they just chopped it up on his pieces of that. See, that's another thing. People pick and they pick out certain things. I don't know why they do it. And listen, he might have did that in something, picked out that part, put it out there, whatever. Because once again, that's the only part that I'm saying. I never listened to that other than just seeing that. Because actually, one of my nieces had sent that to me, and you know, I was like, oh, okay, I listened to it, but you know, I never sat down and said, well, let me look this guy up and see what it was with him. So
well,
I mean,
I see it like this. I see it like this. You got to work on yourself. That's the truth of it. No ego, no ego over here. The truth of it is you got to work on yourself and stop looking for other people to validate your shit.
Right.
You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying? If you have to find out who you are and go off of that. Now, if you don't like who you are, that's on you. Work on that.
Work
you know what I'm saying?
It,
if you're
exactly.
not sure who if you're not sure who you are, hey, work on that. But don't let somebody else, you know what I'm saying, kind of dictate, you know, who you need to be or who you should be, you know, or I mean, if you want to take the encouragement on who you can be, fine, as long as it's positive. But in the real world, that whole reality, whether it's reality podcast, reality show, you know, asking people for advice that just really don't know how you get down. Yeah, it's all nice and good. It's entertaining. But once again, to me, my opinion, it's not real. It's not the truth. And I don't think, like, we really, especially in today's times, we need to keep putting, you know, the falseness out there. Like, there was an article that Mika had posted on Facebook, and it was basically about, oh my gosh. So it was an article about, you know, 97 black men and boys killed by the police. Now, we know during this whole pandemic, one thing that has not stopped.
Absolutely.
Is the shooting of black people. By individuals who get the job as law enforcement. I don't want to make it too much of a color thing, but it is what it is, man.
Yep.
The truth of the matter is, I mean, some people, you know, have said the media, you know, put highlights, it takes it and just highlights this. But the media wouldn't have anything to go off of if somebody wasn't feeding or putting this shit out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is this still happening? I mean, after the why there's still George Floyd's happening after what happened to him? Why there's still, you know what I'm saying, these situations where we have to still have questions. And what's sad is, it seemed like the hype is down, and I believe we discussed this before. Because now it's not a sensational thing. It's like, all right, the hype happened. You know, the world caught fire. Black Lives Matter. This, that, and the third. Yeah, but they still do matter. They still
right,
do
exactly.
Matter. They're still being killed.
Right,
and
why that happened. Well, you know why that happened. You know, like I said, you know, once again, it's always. You know, it's sad that, you know, like I said, so society has short-term memory. You know, everything is short-term. It's like, oh, yeah, hype, and then that next thing you know, put something else out there, you forget all about this. Put something else out there, you forget about that. It's that short attention span, not memory, I'm sorry, short attention span. We live in a world where it's short attention span now. You focus on one, and I mean, literally, it's like maybe a week or two, and then after that, you don't hear nothing else about it. Then we're on
well,
to something
I mean,
else.
I will say this, Red. I believe you're right, but then we got to look at it like this. Some people just don't pay attention at all. So is it really attention span, you know what I'm saying, a short attention span, or are they just really not paying attention at all? They kind of just riding the wave of something.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
They
make themselves, they make themselves a part of something so they can say something, but they're really not saying anything because they're not interested in what's going on. They're just like, hey, I'm here. Like, hey, I got a T-shirt. Like, hey, I'm a part of something,
right,
you know, bigger
right,
than
I'm
me.
Part, right, right. And I think
game.
That's what it was. Yeah, I think that's, you know, people want to be a part, especially, well, at that time, you know, it's like everything came at a time, like I said, you know, the pandemic had everybody held hostage, you know, for 2 and 3 months and nothing, you couldn't do nothing. Everybody walking around looking like caveman and cavewoman and all this other stuff. So it's like when that happened, it was just like a breakout. And then now, everybody wanted to, just like you said, everybody wanted to jump on it. And I think that's what made everything, Black Lives Matter, everything, I think that's what, for lack of a better word, dumbed it down, because everybody jumped on it. And now it was you're just saying it like it's a regular word. You're going, oh, Black Lives Matter. You know, it's like everybody's just using that now.
And you're right. You're right. And I have to agree with one thing that was said in the article that I was reading, that it seems to be a tradition amongst people who take these jobs in law enforcement to kill, to either kill or mainly kill someone of color. So let me point out a couple of things. So Joshua Feast, 22-year-old black man, shot in the back while he was running away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I really don't see how you can justify shooting someone in the back. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care what they did. I don't really care what they did or what you thought they did or what you say they did. If the person is fleeing, putting a bullet in their back, come on now.
Right. But they'll say, oh, well, they were running from the scene, or they were running from, you know, us. We were maybe, I guess they were trying to
apprehend
them.
Let them keep running.
Right, because you're supposed to stay fast. That's their job. That's your job. You're supposed to run after them.
Yeah, and of course, this is in Texas. So then, but then less than a week later, you know, in Ohio, Casey Goodson Jr., he was shot in the back after apparently mistaking the sub. I'm not laughing about it. Like, I'm just laughing about they mistook a Subway sandwich. A Subway sandwich for a gun.
Disgusting.
So to the people who say, well, wait a minute. So to the people, because, you know, there's a lot. You know, listen, I've learned one thing in 2020. Some of the people that you thought were friends or you thought you were cool with, yeah, they really started showing out.
Oh, yeah.
Especially after George Floyd. Now, your truth is, whatever your truth is to you, that's your ego. Because if you want to sit there and say, oh, well, some of these law enforcement, they're justified in doing what they're doing. Listen, let me tell you something. I've spoken to cats, retired law enforcement, old school dudes, who used to carry revolvers. And they say, listen, we used to patrol the toughest, the shittiest neighborhoods in New York City. But there's certain things that we just didn't have to do compared to what some of these cats are doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And they call this procedure, or is this really fear? How do you mistake a sandwich for a gun?
All right. That's fear.
No, that's fear. That's fear.
That's exactly what that is.
That's fear. That's fear with a twist of ego, because if you feel that you can do that, like how do you just clearly make that decision? Like, it's okay to just take somebody's life, especially if your life is not being threatened. A sandwich.
No, because it's just that fear. Like, I, you know. It's just like I said, it's just disgusting that they have that fear of, you know, our people, and especially, like I said, black men, it's just there, and it's like it's not going anywhere. It's not going to ever go anywhere. And it doesn't matter how big, small, frail, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if that you don't know if that person, once again, they don't care if that person's a college student, a felon. They don't care. They just have that fear, and they think that every time, dig in the pockets, something's going to come out that's going to hurt. Just like you said, like, you're going to be in danger. You can't keep continuing to think like that, especially about one race of people all the time.
And, yeah, that's, like, you know, some of you guys, like I said, you can't blame it on the badge. It's not about the badge.
That's the ego.
It definitely is the ego. And, you know, a lot of people do get these jobs, you know, because, you know, they take these jobs because either they want to be a part of a collective. Some actually want to do the right thing, but those people that want to do the right thing are overshadowed by the people who do the wrong thing. I want to be the, you know, the wild cowboy, you know, like you said, Red, the ego. And they want to just carry out their own agenda. Listen. We are not your enemy.
Sure ain't.
We never have.
Some of their own enemy.
We've never been your enemy. You want to turn us? One thing I've noticed about the country, and this is their truth, they have to have an enemy to justify what they do. Oh, we had to kill Indians because they didn't want to share. I'm sorry. They attacked us, so we had to attack them back. You know, we had to destroy the British or whatever because they were trying to, you know, take our land, colonize us or whatever. So, you know, we had to take them out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to kill the black man, you know, to make sure that he doesn't do what he needs to do for his family. We don't need him to rise up. We have to take out the black woman and make sure she doesn't keep, you know, making
right.
babies, you know. We got to stop all that. We got to kill the kids to send a message out there.
Right.
To the people who want to be parents. I wouldn't have to talk like that if you didn't. I wouldn't have to say this if you didn't show me this. This is the truth. No matter how you want to slice it, no matter how you want to say, oh, that's just your opinion. Well, my opinion is kind of the opinion of a lot of people and a lot
yep.
of people that are not my color because they see it for what it is. That's one thing that I can't really rock with is just this ego. You can't use that as something to stand on because it's nothing. That's some personal shit that you use to tout yourself and make yourself or certain people, you know, feel great about them. What, by degrading and diminishing someone else? So, Proud Boy.
Wow. Oh, gosh.
Where were these cats marching at?
I really don't follow that now, because, you know, it's all a bunch of just disgusting nonsense.
Well, check it. So these Proud Boys were having, like, their whole little rally, I guess, in D.C. So I guess during that, you know, I guess they got in their feelings, and they started, you know, taking down Black Lives Matter signs, you know, that were – and they were burning these signs, on church property and
that?
Stuff like that. Huh?
This was recent.
Yeah, this was recent.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like this. Going to the hood with that shit. You know, you throw on your body armor. You walk around with your guns and stuff like that. Listen, man, if y'all guys are really about it. You know, take that ego to the hood, and you might find out the truth about yourself, the real truth, that you ain't built like that.
Truth about yourself, right, exactly.
I mean, listen, you know, a lot of our people are not soldiers either, but they ain't take, a lot of them are trying to take in your shit. Listen, it's like an abusive husband. You can't keep beating on someone, on your wife, and thinking that one day you ain't going to get your ass handed to you. Or one day mm-hmm. you ain't going to, you know what I'm saying, wind up being a Jane, what was his name? John Wayne Bobbitt. You know, be running out the house with your penis in your hand. Like, you can't really sit there and continue to think that once again, is that ego, that you can just keep getting away with shit and nothing's going to happen to you. Whether it's a knife in your ass or it's some jail time. One way or another, you're going to get got. So, like I said, you want to burn down signs on church property? Really? Like, this is what we're doing? Like, this is reflective to what? What, the 60s? The 50s? When, yeah. You know, the civil rights movement? And they was, well, I mean,
they've been
doing that. Listen,
they've been doing that and scaring to somebody. That's why they do. They do something like that and scare you. They're using those old tactics thinking, oh, this is
what you're not. Hold on, Red. You're not coming in clear.
Oh,
you're not coming.
They think
clear.
That's scaring. You know, you can hear me now.
Yeah.
They think that's scaring someone. They figure, you know, back, you know, that was back in the days that we could do that, and that'll scare. No, ain't nobody scared of that. You know, scared of that. Listen, you just like you said, you get your ass handed to you doing that nonsense.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to kind of, you know, like I said, this topic right here, because, you know, I'm just watching certain things in the news, and, you know, there's always a cause and effect. And some people
right.
think they can cause things without an effect. That's why there's a truth to things, and then there's your ego. Your ego is allowing you to do some shit that's going to put you in a position to see what the truth really is, whether you like it or not.
All right.
And like I said, you want to go marching through certain areas? Okay. Go to the hood. Go to the hood. Don't go to no historic black church. Don't do that. No, go listen. Go where you don't want to go. Don't go where it's nice. do that. And me, listen, I'm not trying to incite anything, but listen, sometimes you got to call a spade, and a lot of you guys are fucking cowards. A lot of you racist people are cowards, man. You're fucking cowards. This is where I got to kind of let loose, because I'm sick and tired of the fact that it's about to be 2021, and no matter what happens, whether it's a pandemic, a flood, the killer bees or whoever was coming, the killer locusts, something. No matter what,
it'll be,
no matter what, yeah, no matter what, racism will always prevail. And it's tiring, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's really tiring. It's corny. It's getting played out now, man. You cats are still mad. What are you mad for? You brought black people here. You spent hundreds of years killing black men, black women, raping black women, killing kids, from the Atlanta child murderers to all types of shit. You've been doing this shit for years, and you're still mad.
Right, absolutely, but you're not satisfied.
But what's sad, and I'm going to be real as real about it, what's sad about my people, we still fucking with them.
Yep.
We still messing with the people that's putting the knife in our back.
Absolutely.
I don't
yep.
understand it. Me? I remember one time it was on Absolute Truth Show, I believe. No, it was on this show. Guy gonna call me a racist. Black man gonna call me a racist. How am I a racist? Why? Because I'm speaking what you don't want to hear. Why?
Well, of
because
course.
I'm a racist because I don't believe in what you believe in? Come on now. Foolish.
Well, of course. Foolish.
Never
exactly.
have been. I like I said, I got so offended a couple of months ago, somebody going to unfriend me, telling me I don't like white people.
And I used to stand up for him in high school.
Oh, wow.
But I don't like
wow.
that. Listen.
Wow, that's crazy.
Never been a bigot, but I call a spade a spade. If that's you, then that's you. But me, I hold no hate. I don't harbor no hate in my heart for anybody of any different ethnic background or whatever. I treat people on an individual, one-on-one basis. If you piss me off, then I just don't like you. I don't care what color you are.
Right, absolutely. I don't care what exactly.
Kids purple. A lot of these people with this ego, with this, they're mad because Trump lost. Listen, man. All right, we're getting ready to go into a new year. We still got this, you know, this COVID-19 shit going on. Numbers are going up. You know, are following behind the jackass Pied Piper who calls himself president of the United States, who doesn't want to wear a mask, basically mocks this whole coronavirus thing, claimed he had it, which
and got rid of it in 2 days, right?
yeah, very insulting. Very insulting to all the people that lost someone or lost their lives to this virus. Very insulting. Treats it like a joke. I don't understand how there are people that are willing to follow him over the cliff. This dude is so stuck in his ego of, you know, you're willing to rip apart so-called democracy of this country because you and your feelings about the fact that you've lost. Yet there are people that will continue to follow him, which is obvious. They will follow him off that cliff. So what's going to happen when Biden comes in? Are we going to still have people kicking up dust? Listen, you cats need to calm down. Just take this L and keep it moving. Put your hoods back on and walk away. You know what I'm saying? Like just take the L and just leave it at that. You're lost.
No, guess what? It's that ego. They can't let it go.
Well,
that's
listen,
the ego part.
Don't let that ego get your ass handed to you, man.
Well, you know it is. They don't see it that way.
Let this guy, Biden, and his people come in and try and restore some type of faith, you know, for whatever it was back into the system. Some, you know, some intelligence. You know, he's actually putting together a good cabinet of people, you know, from all walks of life, you know, bringing some respect back to, you know, government so countries can just stop laughing.
You know, there's a country to stop laughing, right?
Yeah. You know, it's a joke. It's been a joke for 4 years. This country's been a joke for 4 years. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Some people, once again, you can stay in your ego all you want. Oh, this is the best country ever. Really? This is the best country ever where your commander-in-chief put profit before people. It's only the best country to some people because they can't speak their shit in their country because either they'll get it, their tongue or their hand chopped off or something will happen.
Right, exactly.
But see, over here, you can say what you want to say. You can march. You can protest. You can write letters. You can do all of this stuff. So to them, it's a freedom that they couldn't get from someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
So since they can get that freedom here, they don't give a damn about anybody else or anything else. As long as they're getting what they're getting. And see, that's sad. Because look what we have become, or maybe a lot of us have always been. Inhumane. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I think
like
so.
Like I said, 2020 has been an eye-opener. And as sad as this coronavirus is, if it wasn't for this virus, I mean, what are a lot of the things that we wouldn't have seen? I mean, listen, you know what? You got to give it to Trump. He made America great again. He did his job. people took off the hoods. They felt comfortable. They said what they wanted to say. They came out being
right,
disrespectful.
Exactly.
They didn't have to hide. So he made it great where people could be like, I could just say nigger to a nigger.
I can say what I want.
I can say what I want, and no one's going to do anything about it. I can see you in the park. I can see you in the park, and I'm walking my dog, and I can tell you, I'm going to tell the police that you did this.
Yep.
Or I can see a little black kid selling water, and you don't have a license, you're going to jail. Or somebody can say, I can grab him in the crotch. That's not what the word he really used, but he can grab him in the crotch. But all these women groups, some of these women groups, stay silent. And he still gets the women that vote for him. And they think that's okay.
Yep.
They think it's okay for him to be demeaning and degrading and everything else. But yet, there's other people that's doing shit. Look at and doing other shit, and you're holding them to the fire.
Listen, I'll tell you.
Like I said, don't let your ego get your ass handed to. But
well, that happens every day of the week, though.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with people.
I know. Because look at it now. So we're on the edge of they already shut down the dining, the indoor dining in New York City. Almost said, shut it down. Numbers are going up, shutting it down. So once again, people want to be rid of this, but at the same time, they don't want to do what it takes or take the necessary precautions to stop the spread. Hey, I don't like wearing I don't like wearing a mask, but I put it on. Because you know what? It's not fair. It's not fair to myself, and it's not fair to my loved ones or other people around me. Because you never know.
But you know, like I said, to me, it's like, at this point, how is it going to stop now? How do you stop it? Now, we've been wearing masks. People been doing, I guess, like I said, all this, you know, like I said, something that you should have been doing all the damn time, washing hands and behind and all everything else. And it's like, to me, it's like, okay, numbers are going up, this, that, and other. So then how do you stop the spread? How? If everything that's been done is supposed to be done, how is this spread going to stop, or how do you stop it? To me, it's like it's something that can't be stopped. Because every time you turn around, okay, the numbers are going up, this, that, and other. Now you're shutting down this, you open this back up, and this, that, and other. Now you open things back up. So because I guess they're saying because you open this back, you open things back up, I guess they feel that that's how, I guess the numbers are going up or how it's spreading.
I don't think it has, listen, you know, it has something to do with just people just saying, you know, I'm just going to come straight out and say it. People just saying, fuck you. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fuck you. Listen, this guy, once again, the commander-in-chief, he's not wearing a mask. So wait a minute. You claim you wasn't wearing a mask. Well, you called it a hoax. You wasn't wearing a mask. You're pushing for a vaccine, but yet it's a hoax. You buy a lot of stock in these manufacturers that are making the vaccine, but yet you call it a hoax. You claim you get it, and then you still don't wear a mask after that. A lot of his Secret Service people caught it. Other people around him caught it. What does that say? If he's not wearing a mask, why should I? He said it's a hoax, then it's a hoax. There's some people that really choose to go off with, like, I'm just going to run with what he's saying and leave it at that. Or, listen, hey, fuck it. If I die, I die. Listen. I mean, if that's your attitude, that's on you. But die by yourself. Don't take anybody else with you.
Right. Don't take other people with you. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, ever since this started, Listen, before this started, you go to the supermarket or you go to Dollar Tree, you go to wherever, and all the disinfectant and everything is just sitting right on the shelves. Hand sanitizer, loads of it. Now all of a sudden,
right,
you can't find nothing.
Nope.
You'd be lucky if you find a paper towel with some Clorox bleach on it. You'd be lucky.
Clorox bleach.
But now, and you know what? This makes
it
me wonder.
It changes all that up.
I mean, I know there are people that have been hoarding, but it makes you wonder, how dirty were some of you asses anyway?
Right, that you had to go through all that.
It took something like this for you to just get clean or to be clean. Like,
no, it was a panic. No, it was it was a panic because, you know, people never, like I said, this is something that I feel that none of us have been through before. None of us that's in this generation or earlier generation, I don't think this is something that nobody planned on, banked on this, getting this back. And like I said, if you don't have leadership all around, not per se telling you what to do, but if you don't have any leadership where it's like you're supposed to try and get your people, you know, get your people, your country, your people to trust in you and know that, you know, listen, this is going to be okay, we're going to handle this a certain way, whatever. But if you don't have that leadership, then this is where you get chaos, because there's no leadership.
All right, so, and this is true. So you asked,
because we got ego.
How do we stop this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know how we can stop it, but I know how. I do feel that there is a way that we could have like prevented a lot more cases from happening, and I think, you know, we should have went into a full lockdown like other countries did. The only people that
have been
able to come out. We should have went into a lockdown. Like, listen, and it should have been a full lockdown for a few weeks. All right, if you're trying to say that this is a virus that you can stay home, you can quarantine with, you can quarantine and it goes away, stay your ass at home. You know what I'm saying?
The problem was that, like I said, if this it happened and nobody knows anything, what happened was people just got panicky. You got it, and then they ran to the hospital, because remember, that's what was going on. People were just running to the hospital as soon as they got little symptoms, because you're hearing bits and pieces. It's not like there's something in place of if something like this was that happened and people knew what to do. That's why it spread the way it did, because people went to the hospital, and as soon as they, you know, instead of, just like you said, you're supposed to stay home.
Not
but
at the beginning.
Found that out,
not at the beginning. At the beginning, Fauci came out and said you didn't have to wear masks. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he changed his mind, and then he changed his mind again. People got confused. I don't wear a mask unless I go inside a store. I don't want to freak people out.
I got you.
Okay, I got you. Yeah,
I mean, listen, you're just like me, so you like fresh air, right?
Well, I just believe the whole thing is a hoax. I've done the numbers myself. I've taken a look at their numbers. I've put it on my spreadsheet, and the numbers that they're using, which is out there for everybody to see, which they're using to frighten people, don't make sense. If you have a 2% mortality rate at its worst, and if you have the population below the age of 60, and you compare that, their mortality rate, with the mortality rate of people who are above 60, you know what you get for the you get the 2% mortality rate overall. But do you know what you get for the mortality rate for people below 60? Less than 1%. And people are scared because the government is making us scared.
You think so? Now, okay. Now, I'm sure there are people out there that would beg to differ, especially those that have lost someone to this virus. That may be under that age range that you're speaking of.
Well, the answer to that is if you take a look at what the government has told the doctors around the nation, they have told them, the doctor has shown on YouTube videos, that the definition of death by COVID is all-encompassing. You had people who died of motorcycle accidents, and they were labeled death by COVID. You had people who had diabetes for years, people who had pneumonia, people who had heart failure, people in nursing homes who had one foot in the grave. They were going to die anyway, but they labeled them as being killed by COVID because the government paid hospitals $33,000 if they had a death by COVID, and I think it was around $3,000 if they said that they had a case of COVID. That, to me, is bullshit by the government.
Now, somewhere I've heard, and what you're saying, I've heard that said a few times, but let's take a walk with it someplace else. Like, you believe it's a hoax. Listen, I respect your belief. I respect your, you know, opinion and where you're coming from. But then there are those that don't believe that it's a hoax. But yet, they take issue, you know, still with these numbers. Because, you know, anybody can call out numbers. Anybody can throw that out. Anybody can say this. Anybody can say this. It is what it is. But do we really know, in all truth, what's going on?
Probably not. But the numbers that I threw out were taken from the CDC. The CDC was saying at the time that there were 240,000 deaths in America due to COVID. Mm-hmm. And they also said that the mortality rate was 2%. So I took out my spreadsheet, and I did a little calculation. And I, like I said, I took into consideration people above 60, people below 60. And in order to juggle around the figures to come to the 2% mortality rate, and the 200,000, I came to 200,000 deaths. I didn't bother going all the way to 240,000. So I jiggled around the numbers to get to 200,000 with a 2% mortality rate, and that's what you come up with.
What do you think is the purpose of this? Like, what is the purpose of hoaxing?
Well, take a look at it's to bring down America. America is a corrupt nation. We've been infiltrated by people who want power, who have a concerted effort to maintain that power, and the goal is socialism. That's what they call it, but I call it communism. It's to take down America the way they've taken down Venezuela and Cuba and Chile and the Third World and the Banana Republics.
Okay. I mean, like I said, mm-hmm. I mean, me, to be honest with you, I look at it deeply, but then again, I don't. I just kind of deal with what's on the surface with it. I don't want to go into, like, any, you know, what some would label a conspiracy theory or whatever. I mean, people, once again, are going to have their opinions on it. And, you know, I respect where you're coming from. You speak your truth as you see it, you know, like you, sir. I don't think you're coming from any place of ego. You're just speaking your truth, and I appreciate it. There are others that choose to come up a lot more harder than you're coming, and they want to force that down other people's throats. And I that stuff like that, you know, I just can't go with. I mean, one day I was walking the street, and a guy said, you know, I didn't have my face covered at the time. And I was outside, nobody was around me, and I was walking across the street, and this guy was walking on the sidewalk, and he said, "Yeah, brother, F that mask." And I'm like, "Really?
Wow."
Like, I didn't know it was that serious. You know,
Well, he was on your side. You weren't wearing a mask, and he said, F the mask, to let you know he was agreeing with you to not wear it, right?
Yeah, but that's the thing. It wasn't a thing of me not wearing it because I didn't want to wear it. It was just the fact that I had a bandana around my face and it just kind of slipped off. It slipped down.
Yeah.
So of course I'm crossing the street. I'm not really thinking about it, you know. But I had a face covering because I was about to go into a store.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that, you know, it's just that he felt the need to say that. It just made me think, like, wow, it's really that serious to some people.
Well, it's serious.
Like,
are you really
willing to, like, go to war for the fact of people wearing masks or not wearing masks?
Yeah, a lot
like,
of people
you know,
are.
I don't get it.
Did you see
yeah,
the
they
video
are.
Where there was a woman about a few months ago? She was in the supermarket, and she didn't have a mask on. And everybody's telling her to wear the mask, and she says no. So they drove her out of the supermarket. People are afraid. That's why I wear my mask inside a store, but I don't wear it outside.
I mean, listen, mm-hmm. My whole thing with that to a degree is, I mean, you know, I believe if you're outside, yeah, we're supposed to, like, I like breathing. You know, the mask can sometimes be a little, you know, uncomfortable. But once again, it's to give people that are around, I give them that respect. You know, and I wear it. And like I said, I also wear it because I have respect for my loved ones when I'm around them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there's certain chances you just do not want to take because you never know. Whether we think it's a hoax or not. The whole thing is you just never know what the real agenda is. We can throw back, you know, ideas or whatever, but it is what it is. But I also wanted to touch upon something else. Now, I saw another post, which I found very interesting. So it was for a children's book. And let's see if I can find this.
Oh, you're talking about the...
Okay. Yeah, so this children's book is called The Gay BCs. Okay. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what your sexual orientation is. It doesn't pay my rent. It doesn't sign my paycheck, car insurance, whatever. I don't care. But what I do care is what we're doing to the children now in today's society.
Right.
Where there are people out there who really seem to feel that we need to make sexual orientation, you know, a priority to teach children. Oh, yeah. Why? I, for the life of me, I don't understand why this has become important. Why do we need to make a book and read it to the children about? And I had to really research it to see if it was a real book, and it's actually a real book.
Oh yeah,
it
is.
I couldn't believe it. So for the life of me, I'm just trying to understand what is the purpose of feeding this to the children.
Because
I'll tell you what I heard.
Well, what someone had explained was saying, oh, well, you know, if you have, you know, you have a lot of children. Well, you know, now we have a society where a lot of children have same sex parents. So they were basically saying that's a good book for them to have because, you know, like I said, same sex parents, the kids will understand more or. You know, they'll get an understanding of why they have two daddies or two mommies or whatever. Once again, like I said, to each his own, you do what you want. You know, I don't knock nobody for, you know, being the way they are or whatever. But once again, my problem is you're pushing it on children. That's not a book that you push on children. That is, you shouldn't, I'll just say you shouldn't push that lifestyle on children. Or not just lifestyle, whatever it is, just you shouldn't push it on children at all.
This
now, this was a book
for sex in general. Just in general.
If this was, like I said, if that book was made for more like an older, I'll say maybe a teen, and they're trying to find themselves out. Just like you said, if you want to speak to them about sex, and like I said, sex is just unfortunate, but you have to teach them that, you know, sex, once again, we live in a society, sex is not just between man and woman, yes, it's going to be man, woman, okay, but you do that as the child gets older, or as a child is, you know, going into, you know, adulthood, or, you know, teenage, or whatever. But to push this on young children,
mm-hmm.
That's a problem for me, and I'm going to say this, and this is just my opinion, especially, you know, children of color, and because it seems like they're pushing that on children of color hard body, especially, you know, the males.
I always had a problem with it before it became PC years and years ago. I always believed that this educational system should have been devoted only to reading, writing, and arithmetic, and keep everything else out of the school system and leave it up to the parents.
I 100% agree with you on that, sir. Don't take that power away from the parents, because it's their responsibility to make these explanations. I don't think a book like that should be for like general use. Because my whole thing is, if your parents are like that, then fine. If that's the book that they choose to get them, then for their kids, then fine. But other children who don't have parents like that, I really don't think that they should be exposed to anything of a sexual nature, whether it's man and woman, whether it's man and man or woman and woman. I really think that it seems like with the society nowadays is of robbing kids of their innocence. Like, the one thing that you just should not touch is just the children's innocence. Like, let them be them. There's no reason. Why do we, like, we're so busy doing other shit. We're killing each other. We're fighting each other over colors. We're poisoning the food. We're doing that. So now you're fucking with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the damn children alone, man. They don't need to know about sex. And it doesn't matter sex, whoever the sex is with. They don't need to know about it. Let the parent explain it to them when the time is right. But books like this, no. And, of course, some people will take the comments that are said and be like, oh, you're homophobic. No. Get out of that ego shit.
Oh, you know they're going to say,
children don't need to know about sex. They don't. Come on, at what age are you learning for your ABCs? You got kids like three years old. Two years old, you're trying to teach them ABCs.
Yeah, I think kids that young don't need to know about it. Let's say they're 6 or 7, which people would consider to be too young, 6, 7, or even 8. And let's say they're curious and they ask their parents, what is sex? What is genitalia? What is man on man, women on women? I think if the parents don't overreact, they can explain to their children what that is without making it sound like it's the end of the world. If parents can explain Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, or even TV shows, then they can explain sex in such a way to make the kid go, oh, now I understand. Thanks, Daddy. As opposed to the children going, oh, my God, really? So if I think this way, I'm a bad child? No.
All right.
You know?
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely right. Yeah. I think it should be in that type of way.
You know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
A lot of things,
I'm not homophobic either, but I don't like the LGBT political agenda. Do you know that now what they're trying to do? They're trying to shame straight people into being ashamed of being straight if they don't want to go to bed with a transsexual.
Oh,
well,
wow.
I gotta laugh at that. I gotta say, oh
wow.
Well, the shaming has been going on for a long time. Because I mean, years ago, I said this before. A gay person told me that, you know, like, he doesn't really like straight people. I'm like, well, wow, what did I do to you? He's like, oh, you know, it's just that you're not like me. So I was like, wow. I mean, that's real bigoted, but okay. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. But that's not the first time I heard it after that. I mean, some of them just don't, you know, they feel their way is better. And if that's on them, hey, that's your truth. And hey, you rock with it. You live in that ego world. Because, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we all got to get together. I mean, we all have to live here together. But listen, depending on the type of individual you are, if you're heterosexual, then you do heterosexual things. Now, if the person that you're about to jump in the bed with says, hey, I'm this, then that kind of changes what you know in that kind of changes the nature of who you are. And to shame that, how are you going to shame somebody for not wanting to try? Listen, hey, I don't eat shrimp, but what you're going to be mad at me is like, hey, you're going to try. Oh, you're going to shame me because I don't eat shrimp?
All right.
So what? You know what I'm saying? Like, really? Like, I don't eat it because I'm allergic to it. So, you know, it is what it is. But so if someone is a transsexual and a heterosexual person just doesn't live, it's not about that life, I don't understand what's the drama about. I don't understand what's the shaming for. That's not your original equipment. Simple and plain. Like, a lot of the stuff you're doing or whatever you're putting on to take it off is aftermarket parts. I don't understand why somebody should be shamed because of that.
Well, it has, in my opinion, it always goes back to religion and the Bible. I don't care if a person's a transsexual, homosexual, heterosexual. As a matter of fact, I was just thinking as you were talking about this, about taking sexuality to an even deeper level. I'm going to say something which is going to be contradictory. I don't care even if somebody has sex with animals. Now, what I do care about, I don't want to live next door to them. Why? If I say I don't care about that, because that's your private life. Do whatever you want. You're not hurting me. But you're weird. You've got something wrong with you. I don't want you living next to me because you probably have other stuff in your head which is weird and which might affect me. So, again, if you're going to do something which doesn't hurt me directly, you know, have fun. But if what you're doing is weird, like, for example, suppose you know somebody who at lunchtime likes to walk on the roof. Now, to me, that's weird. Not harming me, but if I know you're always walking on the roof at lunchtime, something's wrong with you. So I'm not hanging out with you, and I don't want you next to me. You know?
I get you.
I mean, now, listen, I got it. I got it. You know what? I just wish more people were objective. As much as I use that word, objective, subjective, I just wish more people were objective in their feelings, objective in their opinions, in their comments. Because not everything is about you. That's the shit. As long as we've been on this rock, a lot of people just don't get it. A lot of this stuff is not about you. A lot of what's going on is just not about you. And I get where you're coming from, sir. Yeah. Listen, that's your private life. Why does your private life have to be a part of my business?
True. Yeah.
All right.
I don't care. Yeah. I don't care who you sleep with. But if we're going to sleep together or we're about to sleep together and you say, hey, I used to be this. No, that's not what I do.
All right. Now you bring up something I've had discussions with before. I'll wait till you finish, or if anybody else would like to join in, before I give you another opinion, which is going to sound off the wall.
Go ahead, sir. That's so
funny. No, go ahead.
Okay. I had a discussion with some neighbors of mine and then some friends of mine after that about this. We were talking about, you know, what makes good wife material. Now, they know I'm not the marrying kind, okay? If I'm going to marry somebody, it's because I really love you, really trust you, okay, to do the marriage thing. I believe in long-term relationships without the church or the state giving me permission to get married. I don't like it. I don't want you in my business. I don't see why I have to get your permission to marry somebody I love. Okay, so that's a personal thing with me. So people will bring it up, different situations where they were saying, well, what if you knew your girlfriend was a stripper or a hooker? And I said, oh, okay, good question. Now, I've only been dating her how long? Maybe a few months or so. Am I in love with her? No, you're not in love with her. Okay, I'm not in love with her. She's a stripper. She was a whore. Did she have to do it out of desperation? Nah, she did it because she wanted to. I say I'd get rid of her because there's something wrong with her. She just wants to do it because she thinks it's fun. I think you're weird. I don't want to be around you. Now, here's where the contradiction comes in. Then I said to them, you know what? You know I'm not the marrying kind, but if I did marry somebody, and this goes back to what you were just saying a few minutes ago, and then I find out, after about 5 years or so, I had a happy marriage with this woman. She is a transsexual. Okay?
Wow.
She went from man to woman and fooled me. Right? Cut it all off, had a vagina there and everything, and I couldn't tell a thing. But she was making me happy. I wouldn't throw her away. I would ask myself, okay, am I doing the right thing? We might have to reevaluate our relationship a bit. But if she has been treating me the way I wanted to be treated the last 5 years, making me happy, and if she's going to continue to make me happy as a transsexual, as a woman now, even though other people might think she's not, and I couldn't blame them. I don't care if they call her a her, a he, a she, or it. I don't care. But if I found somebody who actually was making me psychologically, emotionally happy, I'm not going to throw it away. At least I think I would.
But then there is a but.
No, I'm not saying any but.
But 5 years in.
Right.
And
5 years
all of a sudden they tell you that.
Right.
If they kept that secret, what other cemetery?
Well, then they can
is behind the door.
I would actually, if somebody told me because they knew and they wanted to disrupt the relationship, I would think that person was worse than the wife that I had, because my wife never did any harm to me. I didn't want to divorce her. She's making me happy. Now, because of what other people think, I'm supposed to throw away a good source of happiness because of what other people think? I don't think
I
would.
Was it really happiness? Was it really? It was happiness. It was happiness based. It basically was a house built on sin. Because so it was the selfishness there. Because ultimately, they couldn't tell you. They didn't respect you enough to tell you the truth.
Right.
So you can make that decision for yourself. That
correct.
Person right. decided to get comfortable within the situation a couple of years down. Hey, you know, everything's vested. Let me just pull this out the ass and see how they react.
Now,
that's the issue
I
have.
What you're saying makes sense. Now, like I said, I wouldn't want to throw it away. And as I said, if afterwards she was treating me the same way and continued to make me happy, I'm staying with her. If she changed.
Peace.
Uh-huh. Peace.
What's up? Sorry, let's put you guys on. Hey, finish your statement, sir.
Oh, well, let's say 2 years later, I find out that now it's because, you know how women get complacent when they're in a relationship? And I know the women are thinking, well, men do too. Well, I'm not talking about men now. Okay. So now she's gotten complacent, and now let's say she's changed, then she's got to go. But if she still remains the same, and she still makes me happy, and I'm still loving her, I don't care. I don't care that she held it from me. I don't blame her. It's not as though she robbed the bank.
Okay.
Well, you know, like I said, it's the selfishness aspect of it that bothers me. Because if you can be that self-absorbed and that selfish to not let your partner know of that, then that's an issue. That's an issue with me. Because you couldn't even give me that courtesy. You couldn't give me that respect. You know, but once again, it's not knocking anyone's hustle. But I just feel, let the children be children. Let them grow up in their innocence, because they're going to find out about the world eventually. We don't need to rush it on them. We don't need to start
right.
with the whole birth certificate, the zero gender, this, that, and the third. Like, that's too much of an issue, and the shit needs, I'm just not with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just be who you want to be, but don't try to change the system for everyone else. And don't try to rationalize your sexuality to someone who may not see it as rational. Live in your truth and let them live in theirs. Hot Rod and Ron, what's up? What's going on?
Yeah,
Hot Rod.
Hey. Uh-oh. Go ahead, Ron. Go ahead, Brother Ron. I know you got a lot to say.
No. Well, we got 10 minutes left. Here y'all
come. I ain't gonna be with somebody for 5 years and not know who they are and what they are. You know,
exactly.
Happiness is a together thing. You know what I mean? And, you know, women get complacent. Women do get complacent. You know what I mean? But that's bananas. Hi, Rod.
To the caller, I know you for a while. My question to you is, you went from COVID being a hoax to having sex with animals to don't know that your woman's a transgender. My question to you, are you okay?
Why would you ask that? Those are philosophical questions, especially in today's
society.
Yeah, but
if you were someone, not for one night, for 5 years, and you know she's a transgender, you have a problem.
Okay, if you believe that, that's your philosophy. But if somebody's making me happy for 5 years, and
yeah, but if you with someone, you gotta have sex, right?
I said, it was post-op. They fixed the vagina. Everything was fine. As a matter of fact, there was a case of a woman who was a transgender, was married twice, and neither one of her husbands knew that she was a transgender.
But they're they were Caucasian, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Are you talking from experience?
Yeah, okay. No, he's talking about what he heard. He was talking about what he heard.
Oh. Sure. I wouldn't even.
I'm open minded too, but not like that. You know what I mean? I love black. I love the sisters. Shit, goddamn.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised if it's there in the black community and some people don't know it.
Yeah, I'm sure some have it, but it's something like that. You find out like in the dating thing. Oh,
exactly.
You got a woohoo. You know what I mean? And that's something that comes up now. And during the age, like you say, during the age of openness and understanding, you know, that's something that comes out. Like, hey, I used to be a boy, you know, kind of thing.
So everybody here, if they were married and if they had their wife or their husband who actually made them happy and they found out that particular piece of information, which only the information itself is important, but everything else remains the same.
I'm sorry, but it sounds like Jerry Springer. That's what it sounds like.
I wouldn't be on board with that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be
on
board
with
that. I wouldn't be on board with that.
because of who we are and what type of people we are. You know what I mean? That's just something you find out, like, you know, because I asked the 250 questions before I, you know what I mean?
So you're going to ask your...
As a woman, I have an eye for that. I can tell whether you are female that used to, or female, you're male that used to be female. I can see it. Believe me.
So big left. Most women usually can. I mean,
really? Okay.
So
it seems like you guys are the experts more than I am. Okay.
No, it's not about being in tune to what you want. You know what I mean? I want a woman. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like I worked in clubs for 30 years, clubs, lounges, bars. You know what I mean? I see stuff like, you know, I seen the dudes just like, oh my God, I didn't know. Like, yeah, but it, you know, I didn't. It, you know, they tell you, or you know, you can see like, oh, damn, you know, like, oh wow, you know, there's some good ones out there. But, you know, when you're in tune with the God gene in you,
well,
you can't fool God.
You well, the topic of your show is ego versus facts. So,
yeah.
I guess
the fact is because of my experience. You know, what I mean, I allow myself to be fooled.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Or maybe your ego wouldn't let you.
No, he's a, you know, he's what, a, just, you know, I wear glasses, but goddamn, you know what I mean? I know a woman, I know a man. You know what I mean? I've been around enough people to know the difference.
I just see it like this. You know, if you didn't notice it for 5 years, then I guess you just didn't know. You won't notice it for the next 5 years or the next 10 years. If you're good, you know, that's the whole thing. See, my ego is not gonna sit there and say, oh, no, that's disgusting. This, that, and third. I don't care. If you happy, if you like it, I love it. Fuck it. That's my attitude. Okay. But my thing is this, me personally.
Nah. No.
I'm not feeling it because yep. you were disrespectful from the jump. You chose to not give me the right to have my own opinion or my own say. You just made the decision for me. I can't go with that. I really can't. Because in that one shot, knowing that you was keeping this from me all these years, all that trust, that honesty, everything else is just out the window. All that happiness is out the damn window because you deceived me. That's the problem.
I'm gonna bring it like this, you know, as melanated people, you know, of African descent. You know what I mean? It's just like we not them. You know what I mean? All this little stuff that's floating around in the air, all that little, you know, tolerance and acceptance. Nah, homie. Nah, you know what I mean? I'm not in that mindset. Because if they can accept a dude being who used to be a man, now is a woman, and they can't accept black people who've been here and who created them and who are their gods, I'm not trying to hear that, homie. You know what I mean? So when I run into certain people, it's like, as an individual, yeah. Okay, do your thing. But as a people, either you follow lockstep or you get left and be with them. You know what I mean? It's just you got to choose a side, bro. You know what I mean? Your happiness doesn't justify like what we going through as a group. You know, you go be happy and all that. You know what I mean? But when it comes down to it, you know, either you down with us or you not. You know what I mean? It's just like you got to be in tune. You got to be in tune to your divinity. When you ain't tune to your divinity, you ain't letting certain stuff go down. I'm sorry. As a woman, as a black man, I'm sorry.
And to the caller,
I got gay people in my family, bro. I saw some of these kids was going to be gay.
Hold on. To the caller, I forgot. I didn't get your name because I know you called before.
Joe.
To Joe, Big Red, Ron,
Hot Rod, thank you for calling in.
Listen, yes.
No matter what, the parting shot, no matter what it is. Living your truth. Living your truth, but fuck that ego. It doesn't apply, man. Don't let your ego get your ass kicked. And on that note, everyone have a good night. Be well to each other. Be well to each other, as well as yourselves, first and foremost. Have a good one, y'all.
Yes.
Enjoy the rest of the week. Be safe.
Good night, guys.
All right, later.
Good night.
Good night.